Helco faces a series of challenges under its new leadership. They include the installation of new transmission lines and poles in Lower Puna as residents return now that the Kilauea lava flow has stopped. There's also the issue of ensuring there is adequate supply with the loss of Puna Geothermal Venture, which provided around 20% of the island's power. So there were questions about whether Helco was being shortchanged by having its new president also running Maui Electric. Hawaiian Electric Industries President Alan Oshima says, in reality, the new arrangement fits with HEI's long-term plans.
For the last 4 to 5 years, we've been working on a project called One Company. If you know the history of electricity in Hawaii, the plantations were the primary sources. Then they all kind of joined forces. Each county had its own regulated electric company. We can get more economies of scale, better purchasing power, more synergies in terms of fleet, and that could bring more value to all of our customers. The One Company is designed to reach those goals, but recognizing the unique culture on each island. We're going to have leaders for each of the different counties. We are also mindful of cost, however. So with Jay's somewhat of a surprise announcement, I wanted to preserve the neighbor island culture and not being so Oahu-centric. That's why I asked Sharon, who's been leading Maui Electric for 7 years, to play a dual role. The neighbor island views are very essential as we become one company.
Oshima says the need for a structural shift became obvious during Hurricane Azelle in 2014. Oahu-based crews helping on the Big Island found the Helco trucks were different from theirs, and they could not drive them. He says the One Company standardization will improve cost and efficiency. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.